Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and we're back live with Captain Rhett Morris. He's out on the water, and I'm assuming from his last sentence, he's tarpon fishing. What's up, Rhett?
Hey, buddy. Yes, sir. We are out here in the beautiful Boca Grande area looking for tarpon. There seems to be a few different good-sized schools around, but the bull sharks are so thick that the fish won't bite.
Now,
there's like sharks swimming around the schools. It's kind of crazy.
How's the weather out there?
Absolutely gorgeous, man. You literally could not get a prettier day than big white puffy clouds on the inland side, crystal clear over the Gulf. The water you see all the way to the bottom in 15 feet.
Wow.
So beautiful, man. Light little like 5 mile an hour sea breeze. It's absolutely picturesque.
Now, I will tell you, Robert did pretty good this morning. He was north of the pass out on the beach.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Even Robert caught one this morning. And you know what his luck is like. I mean, usually when he leaves the dock, he gets about halfway out to wherever he's going, and a tropical storm sets in, appears out of nowhere, you know. Funnel clouds descend from the sky, and... But, yeah, they did pretty good this morning. Are you up on the hill?
Yep, we're on the hill right now. There's boats everywhere. A few.
What's that? Rhett, I lose you, buddy?
I can hear you.
There you go. I got you back.
Yeah, there's lots of boats and a few groups of fish, which are surrounded by boats and sharks.
What are you using for bait out there?
Thread fins and crabs.
All right. Which, either one seem better than the other? I'm assuming if you threw a thread fin out there, the sharks would nail it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you'll be trying to get a tarpon every now and then. I think a 300-pound bull shark on it. Kind of crazy.
Just so you know, I don't know if you've seen that new tieable steel leader we have, but that stuff's actually pretty amazing. You tie it line to line just like you do your fluorocarbon leader.
And wow.
You tie your hook on the, if you use a uni to uni, just do that or whatever you like to do, and then tie your hook on. And we've replaced, when you're in situations like you were in now where you have sharks and tarpon next to each other, you can throw one out with the thread fin with that steel leader on it and still have a good shot at landing the fish. And you don't need swivels, tools, anything. You just literally tie knots in it. It's crazy.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it is. AFW just came out with it a couple weeks ago, and it sells like crazy because I can envision in a time when you'll have your fluorocarbon leader there, and right next to it, you'll have a spool of that. I mean, just for what you're doing today, give your customers a better shot at hooking that big fish up.
Absolutely. That sounds like a good plan. I'm going to have to slip by the shop and pick some up.
And just to go on, how's it going out there? Has the tarpon fishing been pretty good? Are you expecting it to get better, worse? We've got the weather changes coming up, but it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend from what I hear.
Yeah, I think the next few days will be strong activity level, and then when the wind picks up, that's when it usually pulls the activity back down.
Okay. So, any last things to wrap up for the wide world of people out there? Best guesses, anything?
I think the best thing to keep in mind whenever you're going fishing is, you know, don't try to wait for the perfect day and end up not going. Just if you've got time to go, get out here and take the good with the bad, because I've definitely seen bad weather days where the fish bite like crazy and you find a little secret spot or just something that pops up in your area that ends up being phenomenal and you would have never seen if you just stayed at the dock because the wind was blowing a little bit. So always, if you can get a chance to go, it's always good to be on the water.
Best time to go fishing is when you got a chance.
Exactly, and you can't catch any fish without your hooks in the water.
So that's Captain Rhett Morris. He's out on the water doing a charter, so I don't want to take up any more of his time. But thank you, and good luck with the rest of the day. I know you don't usually need it. You usually do really well, so, you know. But I'm going to say good luck anyway.
Sometimes. Hey, I appreciate it, buddy. I'd rather be lucky than good any day. We all know that.
You betcha. Well, thanks, Rhett. Have fun on the rest of your day.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.